You will hear a radio interview with a doctor called Anne Winters, who is an expert on memory. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Today on Mind Matters, I'm talking to Dr. Anne Winters, an expert on human memory. Anne, welcome to the programme. Now, I suppose the first question everyone would ask is, what exactly is the human memory?
Well, like so many apparently easy questions, the answer isn't very simple at all. Basically, the human memory is a compartment in our brain where we store images, rather like the hard drive in a computer, though we can't confirm the brain's limitations yet in terms of available storage space. Like a hard drive, however, our memories can become infected by viruses or even wiped out by accidents. But the comparison breaks down when we consider that we can train our memories to expand and work better, which computers can't manage yet.
When you talk about memory being infected, do you mean by a disease?
Yes. For instance, people suffering from a physiological disease like Alzheimer's forget things that happened in the past, and they also forget how to perform straightforward tasks like tying their shoelaces. This is, of course, frustrating for both sufferers and caregivers alike. It can also be extremely difficult for family members who are no longer recognized by patients.
Yes, indeed. But is there anything that can be done for sufferers?
Well, the good news is that brain exercises can keep the brain young. Research has shown that people who were more successful in education and have more mentally active jobs have a lower risk of developing the disease. It's quite a startling discovery, actually, and one that fascinates me.
Yes, that's certainly very interesting. So, how can someone exercise their brain? By thinking a lot?
In a way, yes. Everyone has times where they feel overwhelmed because there are too many things to remember to do, and something inevitably gets forgotten. But you can practice using your memory, which not only exercises your brain, but also improves your ability to remember things. Unfortunately, a lot of devices in modern life are designed to make sure we don't forget things, which can make our brain more idle and weaken our memory.
Would you give us examples of how to exercise our memory?
Sure. There's a very simple technique, although it works better for some people than for others. Whatever you want to remember, think of a physical thing it reminds you of. If I want to remember a date from history, let's say 1066, the date of the Battle of Hastings, I might think that battle reminds me of bottle. So, I think of a bottle with the number 1066 written on the label, and I just picture that bottle in detail in my mind.
Why is it easier to remember a physical thing than a sentence such as, "The Battle of Hastings was in 1066?
Because our brains are better at recalling pictures than abstract thought. That's why I said it works better for some people than for others. Some people are particularly good at seeing pictures in their minds, visualizing ideas, and they are the ones that can remember things best using this technique.
Is there anything else we can do to protect our brains?
You simply have to exercise your brain regularly with new, enjoyable, and interesting activities, like learning a new language or playing a new computer game. One of the most successful activities, though it doesn't appeal to everyone, is doing crosswords, which makes the brain more efficient.
I'll bear that in mind. Anne Winters, thanks very much for taking the time to be with us today.
You're very welcome.
Now you will hear part four again.
Today on Mind Matters, I'm talking to Dr. Anne Winters, an expert on human memory. Anne, welcome to the programme. Now, I suppose the first question everyone would ask is, what exactly is the human memory?
Well, like so many apparently easy questions, the answer isn't very simple at all. Basically, the human memory is a compartment in our brain where we store images, rather like the hard drive in a computer, though we can't confirm the brain's limitations yet in terms of available storage space. Like a hard drive, however, our memories can become infected by viruses or even wiped out by accidents. But the comparison breaks down when we consider that we can train our memories to expand and work better, which computers can't manage yet.
When you talk about memory being infected, do you mean by a disease?
Yes. For instance, people suffering from a physiological disease like Alzheimer's forget things that happened in the past, and they also forget how to perform straightforward tasks like tying their shoelaces. This is, of course, frustrating for both sufferers and caregivers alike. It can also be extremely difficult for family members who are no longer recognized by patients.
Yes, indeed. But is there anything that can be done for sufferers?
Well, the good news is that brain exercises can keep the brain young. Research has shown that people who were more successful in education and have more mentally active jobs have a lower risk of developing the disease. It's quite a startling discovery, actually, and one that fascinates me.
Yes, that's certainly very interesting. So, how can someone exercise their brain? By thinking a lot?
In a way, yes. Everyone has times where they feel overwhelmed because there are too many things to remember to do, and something inevitably gets forgotten. But you can practice using your memory, which not only exercises your brain, but also improves your ability to remember things. Unfortunately, a lot of devices in modern life are designed to make sure we don't forget things, which can make our brain more idle and weaken our memory.
Would you give us examples of how to exercise our memory?
Sure. There's a very simple technique, although it works better for some people than for others. Whatever you want to remember, think of a physical thing it reminds you of. If I want to remember a date from history, let's say 1066, the date of the Battle of Hastings, I might think that battle reminds me of bottle. So I think of a bottle with the number 1066 written on the label, and I just picture that bottle in detail in my mind.
Why is it easier to remember a physical thing than a sentence such as, the Battle of Hastings was in 1066?
Because our brains are better at recalling pictures than abstract thought. That's why I said it works better for some people than for others. Some people are particularly good at seeing pictures in their minds, visualizing ideas, and they are the ones that can remember things best using this technique.
Is there anything else we can do to protect our brains?
You simply have to exercise your brain regularly with new, enjoyable, and interesting activities, like learning a new language or playing a new computer game. One of the most successful activities, though it doesn't appeal to everyone, is doing crosswords, which makes the brain more efficient.
I'll bear that in mind. Anne Winters, thanks very much for taking the time to be with us today.
You're very welcome.
That is the end of part four.